From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. In the Old Testament of the Bible, perhaps no book is more widely read or quoted than the Book of Psalms. For centuries, Jews and Christians alike have turned to this collection of 150 lyric poems for inspiration in times of doubt, instruction in times of indecision, and consolation in times of sorrow. And now one of South Florida's most famous contemporary dance companies, Dance Now Miami, has crafted a performance around the Book of Psalms. It gets its world premiere tomorrow at the Aventura Arts and Cultural Center. One half of the team that created the work is Dance Now Miami's Diego Salterini. The other half is his fellow artistic director, Hannah Baumgarten, who joins us now. Hannah, throughout the centuries, the biblical psalms have inspired poetry, music, painters, sculptors. What does dancing the psalms mean to you?
When we began to read the psalms, we knew that, of course, we're not going to be able to use all 150. So we decided to pull out from the selection psalms that gave us visual imagery of dance. So in the similar fashion to how when a choreographer listens to certain pieces of music, they see dance stir in front of their third eye, if we want to call it. In the same way, Diego and I read through the psalms and tried to capture those that gave us inspiration for a visual picture of a dance or an emotional content of a dance. We do include probably the most famous psalm of all, Psalm 23. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Some of the psalms are really said as last moments of prayer and mantras almost to cope with moments in our life.
As a child, you bounced back and forth between Santa Cruz, California, and Jerusalem. How much did your personal connection to the Bible have to do with creating a dance rooted in the Psalms?
I was raised in a religious Jewish home, a kosher home, in a place where there were really no Jews, where our Passover Seder was front page of the newspaper to explain to the community what Passover was.
What, in Santa Cruz?
In Santa Cruz, California. And because of that, I was raised with a more philosophical perspective of what Judaism was meant to mean, as opposed to the culture of chopped liver and pastrami sandwiches. I would return home from shul on Saturday, and we would sit around the table and read the Talmud.
And your father is a renowned Judaic scholar.
My father is a Judaic scholar who he loves the written word and the book, which is such an essential part of Judaism. So when it came time to tackle such an important subject, we invited my father and my mother to consult with us. They understood that what they were trying to do was help us have insight. In a way, we had Talmudic sessions about the Psalms and helped myself and especially Diego, he has mentioned, to understand that beyond a dogma, because the Psalms are not really a dogmatic, they're not governing documents, as many things in the Bible are, but that they were explaining the underlying force of things. In Judaism, there's a concept that underneath everything there is a force that exists, and it's beyond and above and inside and outside, and that all of the things that we experience can be viewed as transient. When the mountains crumble to the sea and the oceans rush the land and the land shakes, all of these things will pass, but the force that is underneath them remains. So there was an essential lesson that my father and my mother brought to this.
We've been talking with Hannah Baumgarten, who choreographed the Book of Psalms with her fellow Dance Now Miami artistic director, Diego Salterini. The dance has its world premiere tomorrow night at the Aventura Arts and Cultural Center. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.